The president of Mexico crossed the border this week and started an American visit in Utah. That state has welcomed tens of thousands of illegal immigrants, but the state's mood is changing. Jenny Brundine reports from member station KUER in Salt Lake City.
Utah is largely white, Mormon, and Republican, but there are some surprises. The majority of students in the Salt Lake City School District are now minorities. Children of illegal immigrants can pay in-state tuition at public colleges, and undocumented immigrants can drive here legally. Mexican President Vicente Fox thanked state legislators yesterday for the way he said they've treated his countrymen here.
It's a real example of what can be done with respect to dignity, with respect to humanity of all human beings, with respect to the relationship that we have.
Fox spent the past 2 days meeting with business, civic, and religious leaders promoting trade ties with Utah. The state is somewhat of an enigma to outsiders in that the volatile issue of immigration doesn't divide along party lines here. Republican Senator Howard Stevenson, who also heads the Utah Taxpayers Association, was the sponsor of the in-state college tuition bill for children of illegal immigrants. He says his views aren't paradoxical. They reflect his core conservative values and his Mormon faith.
We have an attitude in Utah that is common, that is a cosmopolitan attitude of inclusiveness of the rest of the world rather than isolation.
Thousands of members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints serve missions abroad, many in Latin America. More than 90% of the state's lawmakers are Mormon, and so is the entire congressional delegation, which for years has pushed legislation that benefits illegal immigrants. But for undocumented workers like Juan Argueta, it wasn't Utah's laws that brought him here.
Aquí es muy, muy bonito.
Here, it's really beautiful, because it's quieter than in other places. And secondly, here there are more Mormons. There's more respect.
But things are changing. Several dozen Utah Minuteman protesters demonstrated against illegal immigration outside the governor's mansion Tuesday night, where President Fox was dining. Their voices have already been heard in the state legislature. Earlier this year, lawmakers stripped illegal immigrants of their driver's licenses, replacing them with driving privilege cards instead, which can't be used as legal ID. And other battles over Utah laws friendly to illegal immigrants are expected in the near future. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City.